Colin Firth's Best Actor nomination at this weekend's Golden Globes and the award of his own star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame is significant not just because of the box office fillip that it'll give his film The King's Speech, because it confirms that he's become that rarest of things, a bona fide 100% British international movie star. What's got him there, says The King's Speech director Tom Hooper, is the intellect that he brings to his acting.
He has an incredible brain, he's a very clever man, so his command of the subject and Bertie's story was pretty formidable by the time he started shooting. He studied the way Bertie stammered very, very carefully, and I think Colin is by nature but a minimalist actor, and it's kind of interesting when you confront a minimalist actor with a role like this, because you can't be minimalist about stammering, you have to take it on. It's been great to get Colin to go for capturing something which you can't do by half measures, and I think he's risen to the challenge, and I think it's a truly great performance.
The King's Speech centres on the relationship between Bertie, who replaced his brother as king after the abdication crisis, and his speech therapist Lionel Logue, played by Geoffrey Rush. Here, Bertie, played by Firth, talks to Logue about the traumatic succession issue.
To tell the truth, it was a relief, knowing I wouldn't be king. But unless he produces an heir, you're next in line. And your daughter, Elizabeth, would then succeed you.
You're barking up the wrong tree now, Doctor. Doctor.
Lionel. See? You didn't stammer.
And of course I didn't stammer. I was singing.
The film's success, critics unanimously agree, is down to Firth and Rush's on-screen chemistry, a chemistry which Colin's mother, Shirley, saw, or rather heard, actually being created.
We'd been in the house once, in his house, when he and Geoffrey were going over a bit of it. We were in another room, and the doors were shut, but we could hear everything through the doors, and they were saying, would the king have said that? Would the therapist have said that? Would he have done this or that? And they were really working on how it might have really been. And I was extremely impressed by this process. I was fascinated because this showed how two good actors can work together to explore the personalities concerned.
The seeds for that performance weren't just sown in Colin Firth's front room, though. His future profession, he says, claimed him at a very young age.
5 years old, pantomime, infant school, and I was Jack Frost. That's when I got the bug. That's where I thought the love and attention lies.
Segment 1.
Colin Firth's Best Actor nomination at this weekend's Golden Globes and the award of his own star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame is significant not just because of the box office fillip that it'll give his film The King's Speech, because it confirms that he's become that rarest of things, a bona fide 100% British international movie star. What's got him there, says The King's Speech director Tom Hooper, is the intellect that he brings to his acting.
He has an incredible brain, he's a very clever man, so his command of the subject and Bertie's story was pretty formidable by the time he started shooting. He studied the way Bertie stammered very, very carefully.
Segment 2.
And I think Colin is by nature but a minimalist actor, and it's kind of interesting when you confront a minimalist actor with a role like this, because you can't be minimalist about stammering, you have to take it on. It's been great to get Colin to go for capturing something which you can't do by half measures, and I think he's risen to the challenge, and I think it's a truly great performance.
The King's Speech centres on the relationship between Bertie, who replaced his brother as king after the abdication crisis, and his speech therapist Lionel Logue, played by Geoffrey Rush. Here, Bertie, played by Firth, talks to Logue about the traumatic succession issue.
Segment 3.
To tell the truth, it was a relief, knowing I wouldn't be king.
But unless he produces an heir, you're next in line. And your daughter, Elizabeth, would then succeed you.
You're barking up the wrong tree now, Doctor. Doctor.
Lionel. See? You didn't stammer.
And of course I didn't stammer. I was singing.
The film's success, critics unanimously agree, is down to Firth and Rush's on-screen chemistry, a chemistry which Colin's mother, Shirley, saw, or rather heard, actually being created.
Segment 4.
We'd been in the house once, in his house, when he and Geoffrey were going over a bit of it. We were in another room and the doors were shut, but we could hear everything through the doors, and they were saying, you know, would the king have said that? Would the therapist have said that? Would he have done this or that? And they were really working on how it might have really been. And I was extremely impressed by this process. I was fascinated because this showed how two good actors can work together to explore the personalities concerned.
The seeds for that performance weren't just sown in Colin Firth's front room, though. His future profession, he says, claimed him at a very young age.
5 years old, pantomime, infant school, and I was Jack Frost. That's when I got the bug. That's where I thought the love and attention lies.